Yeah, far out, man. The following podcast is brought to you by the 989 Network. Turn down the radio. Turn up the podcast, bro. Yeah.
Hold up. Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Kill my
warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
That could be possible.
Yeah.
Then we'll just have to get some splitters for the doublet. If that works, I'm not sure.
Well, you know, mono stereo splitter doesn't really matter because we are back in the bar. Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. How the hell is everybody doing?
Good, man.
Good.
I'm good. I'm excited for tonight.
Yeah, me too. We've got Roger, Spencer, myself, and in the third chair tonight is Tony, Mr. Tony Bannister.
Hell
say
yeah.
Hello.
Thank you guys for having me on. I'm so fucking geeked to be here.
Yeah, we're awesome. Excited to have you too, man. Tony is a very dear friend of mine. We've known each other a long, long time, probably 13, 14 years now, yeah.
Slaving away, sleeping in that Cracker Barrel breakfast after drinking all night.
Yeah, we met when I used to work at Cracker Barrel there, and it was good. But, hey, how's your week been? How's everything been going?
I'm going to start that out.
Okay.
I tell you what. So, my week's been fine. I took Monday off because my birthday was this last Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So, took Monday off and I had a great day. Mowed the lawn, got a lot of stuff done, big boy stuff, you know, got back to work. And we just been getting hammered because 420 is coming up, so we just been working. So I get out today, and I'm a super geek for this podcast, so I want to get home. And I go drop Fact Checker Dennis off because he needs to get some rest, and then I had to run home really quick. And on my way back, I get stuck behind a student driver. And I get it. Everyone's got to learn how to drive, but they need to stop learning how to drive like that. They're more of a caution than they are, like, I think they should just cut it off. No one should learn how to drive anymore. What we have is what we need.
Wait,
you know what?
What
I'm saying? I'm just saying, like,
fuck
all the younger ones.
Oh, like
ones.
Nobody else gets to drive?
Yeah, like, cut it off.
There's like, know? Are we doing like a China ban? One baby, one person a year gets a driver's license? Like, you're,
well, I'm just saying, like how there are like liquor licenses. It's like, all right, that's enough. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's how I feel.
What's the age cutoff maximum? Like, is Roger still good or no?
No, he's good. I don't think you ever lose it. I just think we don't let
like
anybody
if you
drive
have it,
anymore.
I think, like, yeah, if you have it already, you're grandfathered in. But
yeah.
There's going to be like a 2-year period.
But because
where,
of my sight, I can't drive anyway.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So but, I'll give mine up to some younger.
Oh, there you
person.
Go.
Well,
yeah,
no.
You could sell it like a liquor light. Like, all right, $20,000 you can
put
get this
in.
Driver license.
It's on eBay.
Yeah. You can get the right to drive. No, that it just pisses me off because why are you learning 10 and 2? I
he
feel more
walks,
comfortable.
I see him, he walks up in an alleyway with a fucking trench coat and he's like, y'all want some driver's license?
Isn't that how fake IDs work back in the day?
Yeah, really. Yeah, but these are real ones and they're super expensive.
Yeah. No, it just pisses me off, like, learning 10 and 2 and driving. I mean, if we were going any slower, we'd be going fucking backwards. It pissed me off. You know what I mean?
You're fucking going at the speed of smell.
It was terrible. it turned my 3-minute drive down here to half an hour. It pissed me off. Christ sakes. I took a nap, made a sandwich, and still fucking was still behind that person. It pissed me off. I don't know.
Oh, but that's why you're so fucking late? You took a nap?
No, I fucking was behind the student. It was a joke.
Oh.
Right over the head.
He pulled over. It was like, fuck this. I'll just take a quick 15.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, and move up 5 feet. That's how far we'd have gotten. But good Lord. How were you guys' weeks?
Well, it wasn't bad. I almost died last night.
What?
Yeah, I straight up thought I was having a fucking heart attack. We went to dinner at Cracker Barrel. And it fucking got the revenge on me.
Yeah, I was just about to say it came back for you.
Literally, I walk out of Cracker Barrel.
It couldn't have been the 42 cornbread muffins you ate?
Probably, yeah. They're not as good as Nick's, man. Biscuit, or Nate. Not as bad as Nate's. biscuits and all that. His stuff they was used great. To always yell his at shit him. Was great.
He would add too much sugar, they said. And he was like, amazing. Dude, everyone compliments my muffins when I add extra sugar.
Yeah.
And he was like not following the recipe. And Brian was so like about cost savings, right? He was like, don't use more sugar. You're fucking up my fucking cost savings.
Yeah. Well, they must use
how much money you
more
save
sugar made him more happy.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I was having crazy chest pains, and my vision was going blurry, and I was like, fuck, I got to go in. So, went to the ER.
I do that every day.
Oh, I'd have a beer.
Oh, okay. And, thank you, sir. I'd have a beer.
Me too.
And, yeah, we get in there, and they do all the tests and everything, and we're waiting forever. They come back, and they're like, well, your heart's completely fine, and the doctor said your liver's actually really well, too, for as much as you said you drink. And I was like, oh, good. He's like, but your sugar was above 230. I was like, holy fuck. So apparently I'm diabetic now. So
wow.
Yeah, that's fun.
Jesus.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, really, yep.
Holy shit.
Good crack.
Well, I'm glad everything turned out all right, though.
So, yeah, I feel better now.
It's a celebration day, then.
Yeah, yay. Yeah. So that's how my week's been going. Oh, and I kicked ass at work today. I fucking booted out a 20-year-old awful program that they've been wanting to get rid of forever, and I figured out how to bypass it and make everything nice. So
nice, good.
Yeah, yeah. Good, so, yeah, good. So far my week's been all right. Yeah.
All good.
How about you, Raj?
Well, it's been okay. Kind of caught me out. Well, I can tell you about the new pair of shoes I bought.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Are they New Balance?
No, it's the Skechers you pulled out from 7 years ago.
Yeah,
no,
the other pair.
Yeah.
No, I got them from a drug dealer.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day.
Oh, my God. What a lead into it. Jesus.
That was good. He even had, like, I knew it, like, probably halfway through, but, like, at first I was like, oh, well, I want to hear about these shoes. Yeah. New Balances.
Yeah,
like,
I've never, he always gets me. I'm the most gullible fucking one.
Well, he sets it up on a tee and just fucking hammers it. Like, it's awesome. I love it. Tony, how's the week been?
You know, it was crazy. I was taking my dog for a walk at the park, and I seen this girl crying. And so I went over to try and console her, but she looked up and she was so cross-eyed, her tears were coming out in zigzags.
Her tears couldn't walk straight. Oh, man.
I had that one in my back pocket since I heard that from my buddy the other week. I was like, oh, awesome. First chance I get.
She didn't have a lazy eye, did she? You seeing guys on the other side?
That's exactly what inspired it. I was listening to your other podcast.
That's awesome.
My buddy, we were playing games fucking on PlayStation. He told me that joke, and I had just listened to your guys' podcast, and I fucking immediately pulled up my notes app, like Eddie said, and I fucking wrote that shit down. I was like, hey, what did you say, Wilson? Tell me that joke again. I got to fucking write that down.
He's like, I got a podcast coming up. I got to fire him like nobody, you know? Oh, man, that's awesome. But other than that, week's been going good.
Yeah, we were fucking super dead. I work at Pierce Road Bar and Grill out in Saginaw. So shout out to them, you know.
Yeah, just ate there recently. Yeah. Good stuff.
They had great barbecue.
Yeah.
Dude, they smoke their own pulled pork and brisket. I'm not a brisket master. Like, I don't go to Arby's for my brisket like Eddie. But I really like the smoked turkey that we do there. But I made like $200 bucks and we were fucking dead. We were dead as fuck. There was nobody in that bitch. So like, I was happy to walk out of there with $200.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wouldn't you say, how do you light it?
Well, you say they smoke everything. I was wondering how they light the turkey and they light the brisket like that. You're smoking it.
I serve it. I do not cook it. I have no fucking idea. I just know there's a giant smoker out back and it smells delicious.
How big is he?
How big is he?
It's about the size of the bar.
Oh, man. That's funny.
That one went right over my head. I missed.
Yeah, I know. I like how you noticed it. You just went, all right, I'll take a break.
I was like, fuck it. I'm taking that L.
No, that's
it's
I
probably
just.
Is this yours? This what?
It's a
enhanced it's endurance.
Energy.
Energy.
Well, I'm just,
preposterous amounts of energy.
It's a pre-workout, you know, because we're getting a workout in with our house right now.
You guy sounds like, you know, a big, tough guy. And he's drinking out of a pink fucking can.
Hey, it's all about what's in the can. It's not what's on the outside, right?
Real men drink pink? I don't know.
You know, it's funny. I think you'll like this, Spencer. So I usually, what I do is I buy blue raspberry gummies. I melt them down, mix it with water, and then dump out half of a blue Powerade, and then put my 200 milligrams of the melted down gummies into my Powerade bottle, and then I put a little bit of my C4 in there, and then I take that to work so then I don't have to smoke.
There you go.
I'm just sipping on THC all day, but nobody crazy. Knows because it looks like a blue Powerade.
Well, you better be careful because now people are going to sign you. They're going to be like, that's fucking genius. Someone needs to get that.
They don't solidify it when you put it back into liquid?
No, as long as you melt it down just the right amount, it just add a little bit of extra water. It looks like you mixed like a pre-workout in the Powerade. They'll leave like a little bit of like stains on the Powerade bottle, and I'm like, oh, damn, I missed that THC.
You're like in there scooping it. You got the cow tongue going. Like, okay.
Yeah, cut this bottle open and lick this shit.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
And one testicle, dried testicle of a fully grown moose. I think that was one of them chunks I chewed.
My God. See,
that's a little more advanced. When I, you know, back when I had to work nights, it was, I had my thermos and it was full of
Bacardi?
Rum and Coke?
Close. No, hurricanes. I'd mix up hurricanes.
Oh, all right.
The
there you go.
The rum and the punch mix.
Oh, okay.
I could not do that much juice all night if you were doing multiples of the hurricanes.
Oh, man. Puking
rap. Have to do multiples.
The way you mix it, 80-20.
It depends on the mixture.
Yep.
I was buying the THC syrup, but it was like fucking 15 bucks for 200 milligrams, or you could spend $30 on 2,000 milligrams of gummies. Yep. I'm like, I'm going to see how hard it is to melt down gummies. Shit. Like, oh, it's easy? Okay, I can do it in 5 minutes before work.
All right.
Bet. Yeah.
Drinking lukewarm Powerades, but that's okay. There's something coming out of it. No, I just went to Pierce Road. They make a good Philly cheesesteak, right?
Yeah.
But I've never been a fan of getting au jus on the side of a Philly cheesesteak. I feel like that's a French dip.
Yeah, that's a French dip. Yeah, I've never gotten au jus for
a Philly. An American dip. They're like trying to meld the two or something.
Oh, really? Maybe my Philly is just messed up. Well, no.
Oh,
maybe.
You're saying the au jus meld the French.
You can just order it without adding any extra peppers or onions. And it's just a French dip. Or if you add it, then it's like more like a Philly, but it's not really a Philly.
Yeah. Usually you say like the Philly cheesesteak and everything that comes on, they're just like, all right, yeah, I'll put it in for you. Usually you have to say like, I don't want this and this, but they were like, okay, do you want mushrooms? Yes. Green pepper? Yes. Cheese? I was like, yeah, I want a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. And they brought me out the au jus and I just immediately set it to the side. I'm like, that doesn't go here. No, food was super good. The beer, the tap list there is unreal. They got some great beers at Pierce Road. I thoroughly enjoy it. Hate paying for it because it's expensive, but it's worth it.
Well, you know,
they're expensive for a reason.
If it comes in a snifter, you know it's going to be a good beer.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I had three beers in three different glasses.
Nice.
Every time it came up, I'm like, fuck yeah. And the last one was like
a Pilsner glass, the snifters.
Yeah, I forgot what it was.
Sometimes they do fuck up, though, too. It's nice when I fucking sometimes they'll pour that, like, 7-8% IPA, and I get a 16-ounce glass. And I'm like, shit, somebody's not paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got a really heavy beer, and they brought it out in a Pilsner, and I was just like, oh, nice.
There you go. Yeah,
I was like, I appreciate that.
Yeah. You know? Speaking of good restaurants, man, I mean, there's been a lot of some new restaurants being built and shit around here, eh? Like that fucking Taco Bell. There's a Taco Bell going up next to Lucky's.
Well, see, I heard they were moving from in front of the mall. They were going out there.
Yeah.
Is that the same?
Yeah. And then you got there's a Chick-fil-A coming. What is that? Miller Road. And
yep.
And then
well, they're putting up that Chipotle.
Yeah, in front of Walmart.
Is that brewery going to open up yet?
I've heard about
Jolly Pumpkin, right?
Yeah, that's supposed to be downtown.
Yeah, they're working on it. I think it's going to be next year.
Okay.
I feel like I've been hearing about that for like 5 years.
Yeah. Well, they took over a tough building because the rounded one at the corner of...
Lumber Barons, the Hereford and Hops there.
I don't think it was there.
No.
They took this is downtown.
On 3rd Street.
Not on Midland Street.
It used to be that Italian place. Yeah. Fuck, I can't remember what
it's
called.
It's that rounded building right by St. Lawrence.
It's right across the area from Drift.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The Atrium.
Yes, the Atrium. Yep. Yeah, so they took over that, and Jolly Pumpkin is sweet. That place is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Food good.
I love their sours. I'm a sour guy.
Oh, are you? Oh, Jesus.
Don't smell your mic.
I can't do the sours. I mean, I like them, and like I like to taste them and everything like that, but a full just pounding them all night, I'll be shitting the whole next day. Yeah, speaking of that. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think it's funny with that Taco Bell. It's so close to Lucky's.
It's so close.
But it's so funny because it's like, you know, you walk 10 steps this way, and they're just like, it'll be an hour wait, and you're like, fuck that. I'll take a cheesy gordita crunch. You just turn around and start ordering.
As many times
right out of Lucky's lobby.
Yeah.
Well, as many times as we've gone there that they've had a wait, and you know, you end up waiting outside, you're just going to be staring at the dude in the window.
Yeah.
And I can just see.
And he's just like, how you doing?
Yep, you're just waving at him.
They're like, do you want to order?
Throw me a six-pack of tacos, man, while I wait.
Yeah. Get that appetizer cheesy gordita crunch.
Just whip me a burrito out of there.
Yeah, he just tosses it like a football.
He's like, go long.
Yeah. That'd be, I mean, think about the Lucky's employees, though. I mean, they're busting their ass, and they're like, all right, I'm going to lunch. They don't even have to hop in their car. They just walk across the street and hit up a Taco Bell really quick.
Yeah.
And then spend the whole rest of their shift in the shitter. It's kind of a move. It's kind of a move. Yeah, but that's there funny. Are a lot of new restaurants being built around
here. Yeah, there's a lot of, it's wild. And then we got to try that Lucky Bunny or whatever the fuck he said last week.
Yeah, that's a bar.
Yeah.
I don't think they serve food there.
Oh, but, it's just a straight bar?
I believe so.
Have you heard of that?
I think they have snacks.
I think they made a missed opportunity when we should have just kept it as molasses, too. But they must not have made enough money. I worked for the DR company before. I had no idea that Lucky Bunny thing was a thing until, like, right when it opened. And I guess the waitresses are going to be kind of Hooters-esque with bunny ears with short shorts. And it's supposed to be, like, a gambling sports bar. And it was always meant to be, like, a whiskey bar. But, yeah, I don't know, Raj, if they're having food. I just know the girls are dressed a little bit skimpy, which is why it's called Bunny. And they're going to be focused on gambling because of how prevalent that is
nowadays. Yeah,
did it go in where American Kitchen and Molasses was?
Exactly.
Oh, so it's right there.
So it is in there.
Yeah,
oh.
So it's the old American Kitchen, M2 or whatever that they were trying to do.
Yeah, fuck that place.
American Kitchen?
No, I liked American Kitchen, but the Molasses, we talked about that before. Oh, yeah. I'm not a fan.
Yep.
They don't do good brisket there or something.
It's any of their food. Yeah, it was not. I did not care for
them. They have good wings, and then they do the tower deal. And it's like a tower of beer for like $11 in Midland. And you probably get a good 4 or 5 beers out of it. And it's always chilled. It's pretty cool. And you pour it.
That's
like
cool.
It's a little tap.
I have not been there once. All I know is as a career server bartender that it's impossible to get hired in there because they make so much freaking money that no one wants to quit that job.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Yeah. They're very like, it's like that high, like, how are you today, sir? And they hand you
fancy?
A napkin.
Like,
and then, the bartender's never having fun. Like, you try to talk to him. You're like, hey, you having a good day? Yeah. And he walks away. You're like, man, fuck me. You know?
Right, yeah.
It's not like we talked about before where bartenders are therapists.
Yeah.
You know? You're just like, I'm having a shit day. They go, that sucks.
Yeah.
Me too. Man. Yeah. Bitch, join the fun.
Mine was okay till you walked in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to work. No. No. More people, more money, right? Yeah. No, that's awesome, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, speaking of bars and shit, I mean, do you guys...
No, don't shit in the bar.
Yeah.
Never.
Well, Retro Rocks, I love their bed. They have the nicest bathrooms.
They do, but it's in the middle of everyone, so imagine rocketing out just the fucking... like, something crazy.
I'm gonna rock it out at Retro Rocks.
Well, this place smells like shit now.
Guy's eating his beef tips, and you hear Eddie just tearing up the bathroom. And he's like, we turn the TV up, this guy's fucking wrecking my dinner.
can we move tables?
Yeah. Yeah. No, do you guys have any good store stories? Do you have any good when you were bartending at Hooligans or like anything you have, Tony, or when you own the stores or anything? Or you guys have any good store stories like customer occurrences or just wild shit that happened or anything like that? Like I had a guy when I worked at Best Buy, he came in and he's like, I need the internet to work on my laptop. And I was like, okay, you know, what's going on? And I connected it, and I was like, it's working fine, man. I said, it connects fine here. I said, you know, you're having trouble connecting it to your Wi-Fi at home. He's like, I don't have that at home. I said, I want you to put the internet on the computer for me. I was like, excuse me? And he's like, I want you to put the internet on the computer so that I can use it when I get home. And we went for 20 minutes around and around trying to explain to this older gentleman that that's not how that works. I was like, you have to pay for the service like TV, and then you get it. He's like, well, I don't want to do that. I just want you. And he's getting angrier. And I was like, well, we don't do that service here. And he's like, bullshit, and walked away.
You know, this is Best Buy, goddamn.
Yeah,
damn it.
Yeah.
I should be able to buy internet. The best.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's funny. I had a guy at Hooligans that used to tell me, you'll learn every fucking time, no matter how long I was there. Every time. Yeah, like his drink or whatever. I was just like, hey. Yeah, yeah. It's just like every time he took it, he said, oh, you'll learn. Like what? How to make a fucking rum and coke? Like, I know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it pissed me off. I'd pour a beer perfect. He'd be like,
I
hey,
fucking
you'll
hate
learn.
That.
Like, yeah.
I don't care that you come in every day. Those are some of the worst customers, or they could be some of the best customers. Like, oh, you should know my drink. No, I don't know your drink. Tell me what it is. Yeah. I'm not going to go back and find somebody else who knows your name. Or like, dude, just tell me that you want a rum and coke and a pint glass. It's not special.
Some dude that's just like, I've been here longer than you. I'm like, do you feel good about that? Like, you're fucking, I'm on this side. I'm making the money. Like, I got this job. I don't care you've been here longer. You want to go back there and fucking cook? Fucking cook.
Yeah, that's not, you got to have some etiquette, man. I know, yeah. We talked about that before. That's, you got to. Especially if you're going to be a regular somewhere, like, don't fuck with people who fuck with your food. Like,
yeah. Yep.
I got a good story. So I was living down in Florida, and it was a really cool app. It's essentially, like, it's called Shift Gig, and it's an app for bartenders, servers, and cooks, like Uber, where you can pick up gigs, like, one night a week or whatever. Neat. So I ended up bartending a monster truck jam in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium, Raymond James Stadium.
That's tight.
And
that's wild.
It was supposed to be me and, like, a stadium employee, because they wanted, like, all their temps to have, like, a person with them, but they ran out of people. So it was just me and, like, the guy who scheduled, like, I was at a private party in the stadium, so I got to see the whole Munster Truck Rally, and I had just had my bar, and then they were in their section, like, right in front of me, and the owner of the company that scheduled their party in this area of the stadium, he comes up to me, drops $200 on the table, was like, I want doubles all night, no one's driving, we're taking a party bus home. And I was like, bet. I fucking never over poured more drinks in my entire life. I was like, no one's gonna drive, I can't get in trouble. You guys are getting the best service. And I think I made like $400 in tips plus my $17 an hour. And I got to watch monster trucks.
Yeah, that's an awesome so gig. Holy shit.
But I want to go do that shit.
Yeah. That's how a customer should be. That's how you treat your bartender. You throw me some money up front, and bro, I'll treat you right all night.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Well, Rod says that all the time with his beer.
Yeah. That and none of Hooligans that one time I went there, and it was after the pig gig years back. And, yeah, I just walked in there, looked there, and said, I want rum and coke, and there's a $50 tip in it if my glass never gets empty. Shit. By the time I was ready to leave, I had still had four drinks on the table.
You can't leave yet. You can't leave yet. Yeah. You can't leave yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. You know, that's how you treat them.
Yeah.
You will get good service. I never got like a really – I mean, I got a $40 tip one time, but that was from like – friends that I consider family and everything like that, but I didn't stay there very long. I made enough money to go to Vegas, and when I came back from Vegas, I was like, all right, I'm fucking done. I was like, I still can't walk straight. I had a great time. I gotta go get a big boy job. And that was it, because Hooligans had sold, and I would have stayed there for a very long time, but the new owners were shitty, and then I went and did something else. I tried to get a bunch of serving jobs, but nothing really worked out for me. I never gotten like a good.
No.
I never got to a good restaurant, because if you're a good server and you're at a good place, you can make mad money.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
mad money. And I always loved getting the money and being able to go spend it that day, like walking out with a paycheck every single day. That's probably the best thing that ever came from being a bartender or a server. And I wish I could do that, but now I gotta wait fucking bi-weekly. You know, you're like, I'm broke. It's like, not like I can go in on a Friday and make like Tony said, like $200 on a. Fucking, what was it, Tuesday?
Last night,
on a Tuesday, and walk out with $200 that day.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, fuck. You know, I can make that in a day, but I ain't going to see it for 14 fucking days, you know?
It's like an addiction, though. Like, one of my best friends, Terry, he's trying to get me to go to get a job in his metalworking shop. I don't know anything about any of that, but he was like, it'll be, you know, full dental, fucking 401k, like all, like a real job, an adult job. And then, like, I made more money than he made last week in two shifts, and I fucking, it's like an addiction, a bad addiction that, like, keeps you coming back.
But it's cool, because if you're doing well, if you're good at it, and you're actually personable, and you're serving, you know, you're actually serving people, then you make good money.
Yeah.
If you're a prick, you're not going to do well. It's one of the... You know, it's kind of like sales. You know, if you're actually personable and you're working it, then you do well. What I don't like is the stigma that goes with it. Like, people kind of look down on servers or bartenders and stuff.
It's impressive to me.
Yeah, and that's what I say. Like, you can earn really good money. You work your ass off. They're very hard working. They're on their feet. They're running around all day. Like, I did it. You know, I understand. Yeah, so that's why I always try to treat your server, your service workers well.
Everyone should do it at least once to know how to treat a server.
I feel like that should be mandatory. You know,
work with the public.
Anything
at least
like
once.
You have to at least for a year go be a server, bartender, something.
You got to be a server or bartender for a year before you get your driver's license.
There you go.
that would take out the fucking assholes on the road. I tell you, Tony, you ever struggle with that sometimes when you're just having a fucking people have just been treating you shitty all day, and then you have to go into work. How do you cope with that?
The hardest part is when you're especially because, like I said, you're being, I feel like I'm a very energetic, personable person. And, you know, my coworkers are the ones that honestly make it the worst. When I'm having a bad day, your coworkers are like, what's wrong? I'm like, just don't talk to me. I just want to go talk to my tables. And when you get to your tables, you know, you're kind of putting on a show. So you can put a smile on your face. Like, but man, if you're having a bad day and then you got a crappy customer and then another crappy customer, and then maybe you make a mistake. Like I just literally had this happen a couple weeks ago when like it's when you're working in on a factory line and you mess up and the belt keeps moving on the assembly line and then you make another mistake and now you're like trying to grab stuff off the assembly line and everything's falling over and falling apart.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It just like they're like and there's Eddie knows there's nothing you can do to stop that assembly line until the dinner rush is done. Like and then you're like, fuck, that was hell for 3 hours and like you can breathe and you're just gonna have to accept it. That's the shitty part. Like there's nothing stopping it.
Or the time I had like a 12-hour shift and I had no breaks and it was super busy the whole time and I kept asking, I was like, can I eat? No, you gotta get out here, you gotta blah, 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 blah. So I fucking ordered a takeout meal, not an employee meal, and then went and grabbed it, ran in the back, huffed it down super quick, and then went back out to my table, and like right as I was finishing he caught me and I got written up and I was like, I didn't have a fucking break in like the last 9 hours. Jesus. I was so fucking, you know, yeah, shit like that.
Dude, I walked Saturday. I walked 10.5 miles at work.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you have like we weren't even busy.
Wow. Wow. That's just busy work? That's just walking around?
I mean,
that's a big bar.
Keep track of it, but they're doing a step challenge thing at my second job. And so like I've been keeping track of my steps. Nice. And I was like, holy shit, I really walked 10 miles tonight.
Yeah,
you post it up. People are calling you bullshit, motherfucker. What did you do?
Yeah, yeah. I know. I think I did like 6 miles one Black Friday at Best Buy.
Oh,
you told me when you used to work at Bavarian Inn. That was like a quarter mile run into the kitchen and back. Like,
man, and like that place is huge, and they've expanded and all that stuff. But bro, the Crest Dining Room, which has like all the family names in Frankenmuth, it's like a whole football field. It's huge. And then people are like, hey, my chicken noodle soup is cold. Well, yeah, bitch, I just fucking walked across a football field. It's not hot anymore.
Just brought it from Fenton.
Yeah.
And then you get those tables that every time you go back, they need one more thing. Can I have ketchup? You walk fucking 200 yards back, and then they're just like, all right, napkins. You're like, holy shit. Give me a list. Yeah. Give me a list because I ain't doing about this an hour. More than,
Yeah, really, yeah. Take a number.
Yep. Was it tough to work next to that chicken? Because I would have a tough time. That chicken's fucking awesome.
Well, that's one thing they do really cool there. There's like an employee food line, so like you can eat free chicken pretty much anytime you want.
Hiring, you know?
I'd be like closing and you're trying to get all your side work done and whatever, and I still got a table. I'd run back there and they're like, we're breaking down the employee line. You want food? I'm like back there, like smashing chicken legs and shit, like running back out there. Oh, Eddie was an asshole though one day. I got called off of work. And so I called Eddie. I'm like, Eddie, let's go disc golfing.
Yeah.
I had recently gotten my nipples pierced. And so my nipples were a little sensitive, and you wear rock the Lederhosen at the Bavarian Inn.
Yeah,
so like I would Band-Aid down my nipples with two X's with Band-Aids, so that way my nipples wouldn't hurt my entire shift.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go meet up with Eddie and Freeland. We're disc golfing. I usually disc golf without a shirt on. Yep. Even though I'm a fatty, it's okay, you know.
Gotta rock so those confident. Nipples. The most confident man in the room.
Hell yeah.
And then we're on hole 5, 6. I look down and my fucking nipple band-aids are still on. I've been walking around the golf course with my nipple band-aids on. People are looking at me. There's kids running around. I'm like, Eddie, why didn't you say anything to me, bro? And he's like, I don't know. I thought my nipples were, I don't know. I'm like, fuck you, motherfucker. I've been walking around like a freak with band-aided nipples. Like some dog bit his nipples off, bro.
Oh, man. Oh, there was I want to bring this up out of the goodness of this dog's heart, but the first time I ever met Tony, we went out disc golfing, and correct me if I'm wrong, I can't remember where we went, but there was a huge drop on one of the, where there were stairs down for the people, and your dog Broly was there with us. Broly was a king, all right, but we were walking down the steps, and he took the slope. And he got moving and moving and moving and moving.
Hole 11 on Freeland.
Okay. Oh, yep.
And moving and moving and moving. And then the dog started like somersault and got it down. And Tony goes, Broly, what the hell? And Broly looked up and was like, good. And just kept rocking. I was like, I fucking love that. Oh, I loved it. Oh, that was a good day. That was the first day I met you. That was fucking awesome. I was so young. I was a baby.
Yeah. I told the story, one of my last call stories a few episodes ago about the first time Tiffany met Tony at the big Grant House party. And
he fucking
runs in without a shirt on and just into the crowd and goes, "I fucking love cocaine," and then runs away.
And then this would have been after that. And I'm pretty sure I was like, "Eddie, can we, like, I already made a bad impression to Tiffany. Like, is it okay if I drink and smoke weed?" And like, I'm not 100% Spencer. You're not that. Like, I'm pretty sure I was like, you were like, "Yeah, Spencer, it's cool if Manny smokes weed, right?" And you're like, "Yeah, bro, it's all good. I'm cool."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Okay, cool. Spencer's cool. Yeah. He knows what's up."
Yep. I know. Yeah, because you guys did like some fucking, like, telepathic bullshit.
Yeah, right.
And Eddie was like, "Yeah, it's all right." And you're just like, "All right, fucking." I mean, we're disc golfing. I had to learn one way or another. I was like, "Oh, this sport's tight as fuck." Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy. Now it's like, you know, it's been decriminalized, like, in the NBA pretty much. You can smoke weed in the NBA. Like, my buddy got a job just outside of Chicago at, like, a sheet working company. And, like, he tested positive. And they're like, "Yeah, we just don't fucking care, like, for marijuana." It's cool to see how it's slowly changing.
Well, here's how I feel. If someone can go home and have a glass of wine, they can have a beer. Why can't you go home and smoke a joint? You know?
Yeah.
It's people's muse. That's what they want to do to relax. A lot of times it helps a lot of people. A lot of times it makes people relax. They just like it. Let them fucking do it. If I can go home and smash a six-pack, they can go home and smoke a joint.
You should be able to do whatever you want in your own time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think so, too. And they're starting to feel that way. Even like mushrooms, they've been using those as antidepressants. And it's really, really been working.
Oh,
it's
neat.
Really been working, with people. I mean, it's insane. Even Grand Rapids, they decriminalized it. You can't have a storefront, but there's a guy who runs a store. You can legally buy mushrooms in Grand Rapids, but he meets you in certain parking lots. But these stores...
That still sounds like stores, a drug deal.
No.
He's the guy I bought my shoes from.
But the stores allow it. They, like, have a deal with them.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. Yep. But it's
just as
really
long
cool.
as you can handle your high. You gotta, like,
what
I mean?
But even with the mushrooms, you...
Anything in moderation is good, I suppose.
Even with the mushrooms, it's not a lot. It's microdosing.
I was like, microdosing is... I mean, I could sit here and chit-chat, but I wanted to bring up, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers and ayahuasca and stuff, and, like, they're actually Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Poirier, and another NFL player went and did, like, the ayahuasca retreat to kind of, like, reset their body, and Jordan Poirier swears up and down, like, he'd still be an alcoholic if he had not, like, gone and done ayahuasca. And, like, you know, there's definitely they're doing lots of testing with PTSD, like, people's doing military and other things like that, and help, like, all that shit, all that brain chemistry shit is real, and they're helping reset their brains and release trauma versus being just doped up on whatever antidepressants, so they're not, like, freaking out all the time. It's a totally different thing. It'd be cool to see in years to come how that all, like, shapes out and changes.
People just have to have more of an open mind, you know?
Just
don't look at it as such a bad thing, and just, I mean, heroin, get it the fuck out.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
shit like
yeah,
that.
Don't,
but,
yeah,
but
don't mess with that
the,
shit.
We don't need people ODing in the Wendy's drive-thru in Bay City.
Right.
We don't need the fucking Wendy's workers ODing on the...
Yeah, right.
Of course, they got a lot of the meth out of the one on Center there. Those guys have been doing good. A lot better, yeah. It doesn't take 45 minutes to get the wrong order anymore. So.
Fucking, I know we ain't speaking about it, but Subway, it's impossible to hate Subway. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I had Subway for lunch today, and I needed it more than ever. I was getting my ass cooked.
Fuck
and,
Subway.
Really? Oh, man.
Yeah, I used to work there, too. I don't.
No. I'm a former Jimmy John's employee.
So the heat's real. The beef is real.
Did you see the new Jimmy John's in Freeland? It was the Burger King, the old Burger King. So now it's like a massive fucking Jimmy John's.
Didn't they have a Playland in there?
Yeah. I wonder if they got a Jimmy John's, like you just ride down a sandwich or some shit. No.
the Jimmy John's jungle.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking one thing low-key that's slapping about Jimmy John's is their day-old bread. You can go in there and buy a loaf
for
a couple of cents here and there. I used to go in and buy like a fucking huge-ass cardboard box of it. It would just be like, give me all your day-old bread.
It would
be like 13
that.
Of them, and I'd walk out of there paying $4 for 13 baguettes, basically.
Fire garlic bread.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
I've never tried the garlic bread.
I would go there a couple of times, and I'm like, man, spaghetti sounds good. I'll just buy a loaf of day-old
bread
toss it in the oven, a little garlic butter.
Oh, shit. There you
super
go.
Super good.
Yep. And that's before they scoop it out, too. So you just, oh, yeah. Because they... You know Jimmy John's be scooping out that bread a little bit. Makes a sandwich, makes it even. They scoop out that bread.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It automatically gets scooped out on the ones with the double meat, and but you can opt to have both sides scooped out. So I'll get the gargantuan and I'll have them scoop out both sides. And then it's essentially just a fucking flour tortilla wrap at that point.
Yeah. that's what I'm saying. The
that's
gargantuan.
Wild. We never did that at Subway. We would cut it a certain way that it would hold things better, but we never scooped anything out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Jimmy John's has always scooped the inside of the sandwich.
I didn't know that. I'm getting gypped on my fucking bread. Like,
yeah, it ain't about that. It makes the sandwich even. You don't realize it, but that's why Jimmy John's tastes good to you.
You can tell them not to take the bread out.
Oh, can you? You can opt for that?
Yeah.
You just be like,
on
hey,
the app,
can you not mutilate my sandwich, please?
I know.
I'm paying for 100% of the sandwich. I would like 100% of the sandwich.
No, get the extra breading on the side.
Yeah.
It's just a ball of fucking inside bread.
They just scoop it out with their fingers, and like it makes me think, like, isn't there a tool for that? But, you know, we still put fingers in buttholes, so I don't know.
Oh.
Well, hopefully not while you're cooking. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was always driving selling weed. I'm not sure what happened behind the scenes all the time.
Stop finger popping your asshole and scoop out that bread.
I don't put my finger in nobody's butthole.
Yeah, Jesus.
Not even my own.
Speaking about buttholes, I know what's not going to taste like an asshole.
The beer of the week.
The beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Beer of the week.
Oh, that song never gets old, doesn't it?
What song?
Well, beer of the week.
Oh, the Beer of the Week song. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Donut Stop Believing.
Oh.
Hold on to that feeling. All righty. We have Donut Stop Believing from Pigeon Hill Brewing Company. It is a 5% ABV, a 20 IBU.
I know Tony's hype about this.
Yeah, it's a cream ale. I don't know if I've had a cream ale. This is from Muskegon, Michigan.
And it is the town favorite donut where the brewery is in place. So they've crafted it as the town's favorite donut.
Oh, neat. Mm. All right, there you go. That's cool. Hey, cheers.
Cheers. I just want everybody to know that Tony is already a G, because everyone that we share a beer to week for, they never tap the glass after they cheers, and he's the first one to do it.
That's
after
not everybody. Bad. It's not bad. I give it a 3.25. It's real light. Real light for me.
I really like that aftertaste right after, you know.
The right after, I feel like the aftertaste is where you really get like
the
donut taste.
Yeah, there's some vanilla and everything in there. We picked this up at Ideal Party Store on Johnson and Salzburg. Stop at Ideal for all of your beverage needs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a four for me. That's a big four for me. Well, yeah, that's how they, that's normally can art when it's crazy like that. Yeah.
I'm a level 17 independent brewery person. I drink too much. Oh, I'm a level 18 land of the free. Nice. Anyway.
All right. Land
Untapped,
of the free.
Yeah.
Tell you.
Find us on Untapped.
Yeah, America, fuck yeah.
America, fuck yeah. Yeah. Come to save the motherfucking universe.
What do you got bridge bills here for? You talking about these dumbass fucking.
Yeah, that's
dude,
Rogers.
It's funny
Rogers
that's
segment.
On there. Not that we talked about it beforehand, but my buddy just sent me a Snapchat of his wife's bridge bill, and he was like, I fucking told that bitch not to use the bridge. And it was like a $270 bill from the bridge.
Shit.
Yeah, because they go, oh, they're not charging me. Well, no, they hit you with that once a month fucking bill.
Yep.
You know? It's not like and it's just going to go. Cha-ching after you go over. Well,
the problem they're having now, people have complained, and it was even on the news that their plate readers, license plate readers, cannot distinguish between a zero and the letter O. So this guy got a bill, and he's got bridge passes. So,
oh, shit.
And he got a bill in the mail, and that's what it was.
I'm going to tell them that they can't read my zeros either, those fucking bitches.
So, but speaking of that, anyway, what were you doing the night of March 16th, about
bitch.
7 o'clock.
I'll tell you exactly what I was doing.
Oh, no.
So I was over at Hayden's house. I owe you $5.50, don't I? I was over at Hayden's house, and we saw that the planetarium was putting on a laser light show of The Wall by Pink Floyd.
So was that the night you came with us?
Yep.
Yeah.
So
okay, it's my fault, Roger.
We had met,
sorry.
Yeah, Eddie and his
there's
mom.
There's a picture of your car going over the bridge.
Oh shit. They even have a picture.
He brought
of
the
it?
Receipts? Are you kidding me?
I watched him pull that shit out of his pocket.
This has to be the picture of the night right here. Oh, man.
March 16th at 7:04 p.m.
Are you kidding me?
That's a picture
he just
of your
pulled
car.
That out of his ass.
He's got it in the mail.
Wow. All right. I owe you five fucking. Fuck.
For going over once?
That ain't even my. They can't read my fucking zero. Fuck them. That's bullshit. That ain't even on the bridge, man. I'm floating. I'm levitating. I ain't even using it. Damn it. Those fuckers.
That's funny.
Yeah, I went to that Pink Floyd laser. I had a blast, but you know what? Hayden's going to hear about that. You know what? Hayden knows your 550. Yeah, because he told me that the bridges weren't charging yet. He's like, it's fine. Just go over it. It's fine. Roger gets them. Yeah, I'll pay it. Yeah,
they've been charging since like last April.
Yeah.
That's... Take that to court. Bullshit.
Take it to court. Can't a cool one.
If you had a zero or the letter O on your plate, I would, but you don't.
Man, I was listening to Pink Floyd. I must have been hallucinating or something. I wasn't over that bridge. No, but we did take the other bridge back because I didn't believe him, and that's proof. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry, but that's expensive. One way, $5.50.
$5.50 used to go over
another bill because you're bald.
Yeah. Hey, if you can't be good, be bald. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
And I'm both. Yeah. So,
I almost was going to get pissed off at your mom.
I don't think you are supposed to get charged as long as you live in Bay City.
I don't.
You know, you live in
Essexville. I live in Bay City, so I haven't gotten a bill yet.
Oh, so you're a privileged motherfucker.
I am. Yeah, that's right.
So you've been taking those bridges the whole time.
Oh, every day.
I've only taken it twice because I wasn't sure what the rule was. Three times in the last fucking two years.
It's like dipping your toes in water. You're like, I'll test it.
Yeah,
I'll
take it every day. It's real nice.
Well, yeah, but you live on... Fuck, you're basic... Yeah. That's where the toll station is right on your house.
Yeah, essentially. Right?
Yeah, you go up to your bedroom and you're typing in. You're like, oh, I can read that plate. It's you fucking up the zeros.
Yeah.
That's a second job.
I live in the south side, so when they fucking do the double hump construction this year, I'm going to be pissed.
That's crazy.
Because it's going to be closed for like 3 years.
Well, how would they...
Crazy. Oh, 3 years? I thought it was like three months.
No, they're completely demolishing the one side. And so you'll be able to get to like middle grounds in the Boys and Girls Club. And then they're rebuilding that. And then once they rebuild that, they demolish the other side. So then, yeah, it's going to be like a 3-year project.
I have a solution for you. I'm trying to sell a kayak. So if you want it, you can just try.
He literally is.
I take that bridge so much, it's going to suck. I'm already crying about it.
Basement bar, beers and babble, buy, sell, and trade.
I mean, it's a great solution. I don't know. You could just
park it right at the Bay City Rowing Club.
The river is much cleaner than it used to be.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, we went down to two-headed fish instead of three.
Now you're going to have to boil your fucking gummies before and then take the kayak. And by that time, you should be feeling fine.
Oh, yeah. I'll just put it on like a rope in the water to get nice and cool.
Yeah, cool it down. Yeah.
Got to play the game Pitfall on your way to fucking work.
Yeah.
You go to stop and say, oh, fuck it. Why am I Midland?
Right. Over the river and through the world. Yeah, that's funny.
Why am I going under the bridge?
Oh, I can't. I still can't believe that about the bridge, but I can't stand that. That's just crazy. But yeah. It takes so much time. And then they close this bridge. So I live right by Independence.
Yeah.
So that's my way to go to B-Dubs, to go to Blossom. Blossom's great.
It's back open now.
Oh, is it? Oh, thank God. Yeah, it's so annoying. Yeah. It's like, hey, you want to go get B-Dubs? Yeah, we got to travel 45 minutes to get it. Because I'll be damned if I'm paying $5.50. Well, I'm not paying. I'll be damned if my parents have to pay $5.50.
That's my same logic why I don't have a Planet Fitness membership, because it's like 25 fucking minutes to get all the way over to Planet Fitness from my house. I'm like, bro, that's an hour back and forth. I'm okay.
You're like, I got a perfectly good sidewalk. I could just walk. I got work I'm going to. I'm gonna walk 10 miles. I'll be fine.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I was gonna say you've dropped a lot of weight. You look great, man.
Appreciate that.
Good shit.
That's... Depression, alcohol, and not eating.
Okay.
Works great wonders for help for weight loss.
Fair enough. There you go. We don't condone it, but as long as it works for you, get it, girl.
Start your own diet.
Jesus Christ. That's terrible. It got Tony.
Welcome to Sad Drinking with Banny.
I do cocaine.
I'm Dr. Roxo and I do cocaine, man.
And I was not down there when our friend, who I don't know if I can say his name legally, so we won't, but he was dressed as Dr. Rock, so
Craig.
Rock and roll. Yeah. Craig. Friend, I'm like, oh, were you trying to be like, can I say his name?
I've been trying to get him on the show. He's like, I'm not a good conversationalist. I'm like, dude, you have so many stories.
Dude, he was there more sober than anybody else for all of our shenanigans. Somehow, Craig is always on the couch judging us.
He did. You guys went to a festival or something, like an EDM fest down in Detroit, and he was like, I'm Dr. Roxo, baby.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you guys have any crazy Detroit, like, memories or things that you did down in the big old D? Anything?
I got served underage at a bar when the Red Wings were in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Penguins.
Well, that's awesome.
There you go.
We took a couple of times, but eventually the server was just so frustrated, and the bar was so packed, they just gave us all beers, and we were like... We're all like 19. Here's your beer. I can't remember how old we were. We're like, this happened. Like, we fucking did it. We did it, boys. We got underage beers without any IDs. Let's go. Yeah.
Then you got to go up there with like a quarter full of beer and order another one. They just keep coming.
Yep.
Because they're too far gone. They're like, well, fuck, if we stop now, we're already caught.
Yeah.
So you just got to keep it
moving.
In
for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah, yeah.
But we did lose that game, and then the Penguins won the cup. And,
yep.
Yeah. So then all the Penguins fans that were there in the bar were fucking running crazy. It was. Yeah. We were like, oh, we were all sad.
Yeah. Then you're like, I'm going to beat somebody's ass. I'm going to beat, fuck Crosby. I'm going to beat somebody's ass.
That's exactly how the Penguins fans cheered, and then they all sprinted out of the bar. They're like, we're out of here. Detroit's crazy.
Yeah, you do not want to cheer against Detroit in Detroit. I mean, look at fucking L.A. this year in the playoffs against the Lions. Oh, it made me sad about Stafford, but everything makes sense. It's just like he did a lot, but you got to realize the Lions haven't been to the playoffs or haven't had an opportunity to go so far in the playoffs ever, you know? So,
yeah.
Didn't we
win the Super Bowl the year before it was called the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we won the championship.
Yeah.
The championship
the year before. We actually won like a bunch of them.
Back in the 60s, 50s, whatever they were.
We talked about it but like the Bobby Lane curse is like of the whole thing. And like we traded him away because he was a drunk alcoholic and we were sick of his shit. And then after that happened, we've been cursed ever since. And that started the Super Bowl era, essentially. We pretty much won and they were like, Bobby Lane, we're done with your shit. Get out of here, you drunk.
Mm-hmm. And then never again.
Well,
soon.
Kind of sounds like U of M football. All the coaches are getting drunk and getting pulled over.
Yeah.
What?
Denard Robinson just got pulled over Monday.
It's not a coach. He's a former player.
No, he
is
was.
Is he on the coach? He's on the staff?
He was. Now he's suspended indefinitely.
Oh, I did not see that. That's
great. Yeah, that just
he
happened.
Wasn't even that great of a quarterback. He was pretty much a running back.
Yeah, he went to the league to be a slot receiver for like half a year, and they were just like, you're done.
He had a couple moments with the Jaguars when he was like kind of doing that slot receiver running back thing, but he can't stay healthy. Like, don't get wrong. I was
can never
fan.
Tie a shoe. Yeah.
But that whole part set our whole team back. When we hired Rich Rodriguez and went away from Big Ten football and we're trying to do the spread offense, and now everyone's running spread offense, but like we just couldn't do it back then.
Yeah, yeah. It was too early to start. It was too early to start, and he tried the South shit too early. Yeah. Yeah, but now
it's hard to be an SEC team when you can't recruit SEC players from down south.
Like, they don't want to be fucking cold, man.
No, they don't.
But that's three of their coaches now that have been pulled over for
DUI.
Drunk driving.
Wow. Damn. I didn't know that got suspended indefinitely. Well, they're just like, you drank beer and drove?
Well, he crashed
career's
his car
over.
Up. Crashed his car and all that. And
he didn't just DUI. You fucked up.
Yeah.
There was an asterisk on that. You forgot to mention. Yeah. He buried the lead.
Well, there's an asterisk on their national championship too. But
quit it.
Well, like Rasheen Weiss from the Kansas City Chiefs, he got into a car accident, and there's a video surface that like the car accident was already bad enough. But his boys were pulling guns out of the back of the car.
Oh, shit.
Christ.
So, like, I didn't hear about that until, like, just this last week, and nothing's actually surfaced, just the video. But, like, he might be, like, getting suspended from the league, which is crazy. Like, it was just, like, a mistake. But now it's like, bro, don't make a big mistake when you've got a bunch of unregistered guns in the back of your car. Yeah. Like,
Jesus. Yeah, dude, the serial number's gone off it. God, that's terrible. Jesus. And Eddie's just like, I love this shit, man.
Sports ball.
Sorry, yeah.
Throw the things, make the points.
Oh, my God.
I tried to not make it sports. He had a bunch of guns, too.
speaking of the sports stuff, you know why U of M basketball doesn't have a website?
Oh, my goodness.
Why they don't have a website?
Yeah. Because they couldn't put three W's together.
Jesus.
He's ragging on Tony because Tony's a U of M fan.
Tony's going to come at you with the receipts here pretty soon.
Right, he's looking them up right now.
He's pulling his phone out. He's looking for something.
He's like, comebacks to bad UM jokes. No, that's funny.
So what's worse than two girls running with scissors?
Three girls running with scissors.
Two girls scissoring with the runs.
Oh, Jesus. Roger just put that in the mental bank. That was a good one.
That was good.
I was like, I knew the second one. That was a good moment for that one.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't have any comeback for the men's basketball team. They were terrible.
That's funny.
Jesus.
Good
shit.
Well,
maybe in the future you can use that against some other basketball team.
Yeah, there you go.
As long as they can't put three wins together.
Yeah. That's true. Well, oh my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah. What do you say? What do you think?
It's up to you.
About that time?
About that time.
Da dang, 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 da dang.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol.
Speaking of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. How long have you been out of a beer? I apologize.
I don't know. You took my
empty.
You
have a beer? Fucking A.
I'm still good.
I'm lacking.
Right.
Sorry
you,
about
sir.
That. Yes, sir. I'll take that empty. I got a special place for those.
In my heart.
Go to the two girls that are scissoring.
Oh, scissor me, Xerxes. It feels so good.
I know you tried to make the lineup, but we skipping that.
What?
We're going straight to the second one because I got to think.
Oh, all right. All right. Mr. Tony, if you want to kick it off, you wrote down Banny Bash.
This, I was skeptical, not that any legalities because this happened a long time ago, but this might be the best party I ever threw in my entire life. I got a friend who had started a smoke shop to sponsor the party, so he gave me like 50% off all of his glass, and I wanted to do a costume. It was a Halloween party.
Was this the one where the first time I ever DJ'd, where I had my Frankenstein fucking setup together?
Way before my parents remodeled the garage and we had the nice bar and everything. It was just a garage.
I want to interject just for a second. I had this fucking, my first laptop, a Toshiba satellite from 2006. It was half dead. The screen didn't work, and it overheat constantly. So it was upside down, slightly open, hooked up with a VGA cable to an old CRT monitor on a little like stand thing. Okay, I had two tall tower speakers that were from a home entertainment system, and I had a receiver underneath, and that was my DJ setup.
Nice.
It fucking, because the computer like was so god awful. It had 1 gigabyte of RAM, and like. It fucking died twice during the party. Like, people are dancing and just, bro. And they're like, what the fuck? I was like, give me a minute. But it was really cool of Tony to allow me to start off. That kicked off my DJ career there for a few years.
Yeah. DJ Toby.
All right, continue.
No, yeah, I was so appreciative, Eddie, because, like, I needed someone for music. I was too busy trying to, like, run this party. My buddy gave me a discount at his store, so like first prize for the women's contest, costume contest, was a pipe where you hit it out of a man's penis, and he was kind of laid back and all muscular and stuff. And then like I was like two just kind of like smaller bonds for like best costume for couples, and then we had best male costume, which Craig won. He was there. He was dressed as Wolverine.
Yeah, because he went as Wolverine, and I was Obadiah Stane. I shaved my head bald.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just I did so much setup and work. I don't want to talk too crazy long, but like I cannot tell you how many people were actually there. It was nuts. I made sure that we had two beer pong tables and a small dance floor in the garage.
Oh, it was wild.
We had a smoke shack in like our outdoor shed, so that it was as far away from the road as possible because we was still really illegal back then. And like at one point, I'm out there smoking weed, and we've got like 100 people at my parents' house in the middle of Bay City, in like not enough room. We're not out in the country. I cannot there was a house.
No, in the dead center of the South End.
Like right next to the IGA and Little Caesars. It was nuts. And so I get out and I'm smoking weed, and one of my buddies comes up and he's like, hey, this is my friend so-and-so, and she's got flaming batons she wants to twirl. And I was like, what?
We had a fucking circus act, man.
I was like, are you serious? And she's like, yeah, actually, like, you know, I've been working, like I go to SASU and like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, just don't burn anything down. I walk away and she starts fleeting flaming batons. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to burn the whole fucking neighborhood.
Remember that? That's a different night. That's a different last call story. But anyway.
So like the party's going and we do the costume contest, and I'm dressed up as Quail Man from Doug. I'm not sure if you guys know what Doug is from Nickelodeon. I managed to get second place, and I'm not sure if you remember this. I didn't deserve it. I remember going, do you remember the dude who was dressed up as Rufio from the Robin Williams Peter Pan movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, somehow, I think only because it was my party, I got second place. Voted, yeah. Like, and I went to him, I was like, bro, your costume is way better than mine. And he was like either like Mexican or Native American, so he had like the same skin tone as Rufio. He had the feathers and everything. So legit.
It was awesome.
He should have been second place. And Craig was the perfect Wolverine. And then the best female costume was a chick dressed up in katana. She was like super sexy, and she had like the tight leather outfit and the two fucking swords and shit, and I was like, you win, I'm in charge, like, you're hot.
You're hot, you win.
And so we're doing all that in the costume contest, and like our buddy TJ comes in and grabs me.
Oh, because
like,
we were yelling, right?
I tried to get everyone to like do a round of applause, but you can't tell drunk people to do anything.
We were outside.
We were outside. Yeah, and okay, I was like, who's winning? Is it this person, that person? Everyone's just, just screaming at the top of their lungs.
Like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Like
it wasn't, you know, it wasn't, it was like 12:30.
Oh,
it
shit.
It wasn't even that late.
Oh, okay.
I go and TJ's like, there's a cop here. And then I was like, oh, I mean, of course there is.
There's like 40 people screaming at the top of their lungs in the center of Bay City at midnight. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cops are coming.
So I
was
just,
this at the house with the park right there or no?
No.
Okay,
this
is that's
on the
a different
train.
House.
This is
okay.
on the train tracks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought with the comforter as the door. I was thinking about that house.
And I always,
comforter is the door.
Yeah.
You always got to have party captains, people you can trust. And I just look at my party captains and I'm like, get the miners out of here. Get them out now. Like,
party captains. All that's a great phrase.
All the fucking miners are sprinting to the back of my yard. And we have a fucking tall, like 6-foot wooden fence. And they're all hopping the fence and just fucking scattering. I was like, thank you. I go talk to the cop. He's super nice. He's like, hey, man, I have my windows up and I could hear you guys 2 blocks down the road. Before the noise call came in, like, I was already on my way over. Super cool, super chill, like, super nice. I was like, yeah, man, like, honestly, it kind of got a little out of hand. I did not expect this many people.
Yeah.
We had 2 half barrels and 50 gallons of jungle juice, and they were almost all gone by 12:30.
Oh, my God.
There was a lot of people there, at least 100 people. And so, like, we get everybody out, and he's like, you know, don't worry about it. Like, we're, you know, you get everybody home. We're going to not give everyone DUIs. So then, like, I go and I go talk to some people and I come back. And by this time, there's 5 cops in front of my house.
Jesus.
And then this female officer comes up. She's kind of pulling up her belt. She's like, hey, you need me to get in there, get people out of there? And she's like really excited and really gun ho. And I was like, no, there's weed and I don't know what else out there back there. Don't go back there, please. Like, I got this.
There's so many illicit drugs. There's multiple felonies. Do not look behind the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, do not look behind the green curtain. Yeah, please.
And then so we get like almost everybody out. And our buddy who told me the cops was there, he's dressed as a monk. And like, so he's in like robes. And he's like, go with God, my children. We have faith. He's like, go with God. The God will help you. And you know, we're like, just shut up, bro. You're just making it worse. And like everyone leaves and there's like 25 people left. We have like whatever's left of the 1 half barrel. And we finish that and play beer pong. I'm like, everyone be quiet.
Yeah,
like, don't be loud. There's still 20 of us here.
I still kept the music going, but we turned it down a little bit, you know. Yeah.
And you make a cup in beer pong and everybody snaps.
But by far, the most fun I've had planning a party, and I still can't believe how many people are at my parents' house in the middle of Bay City.
That's
like
awesome.
We're so lucky that nobody got in trouble, and like it was just so much fun. That was by far the best party I ever
threw. And
you
didn't light the yard on fire or anything?
No, I can't believe we didn't. Oh, my God.
That is awesome.
Right?
That's awesome. That's like a Project X type shit. You know what I'm saying? Just crazy, uncontrollable.
I'll have to find the picture so you can put it up for images for the show. It'll be a grainy, old-ass fucking 2011 cell phone picture. See, like, people are shoulder to shoulder when we're doing the costume contest. My buddy took it from the second floor of my house because him and his girl were just, you know, I don't know, whatever they were doing.
Yeah,
yeah. They happened to be up there.
They were up there making other grainy footage. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's a great last call story. Oh, geez. Oh, no. Raj, we got champagne for you, and I know it's got nothing to do with champagne, so go ahead.
Right?
No,
yeah.
Actually, it does.
All right.
This time we're in the champagne room.
Yeah. They called it the champagne
room. Years and years. Oh, shit. Way back. Back in the 80s.
Don't date. Oh, you did date yourself.
Yeah, I did. But we're having a New Year's party at the house. And the house was 3 guys, sometimes 4 guys of our friends that rented this house. Okay. And it was
kind of like the Grant
house.
It
was a fucking huge house. A lot of, you know, not really a lot, but a big, fairly big yard and all that stuff. Now, there's many stories that I can tell about the house. But this was a New Year's party. And so we're all there, you know, drinking pretty much all day and all night. And a buddy of ours made champagne, but he never got the carbonation right.
I was about to say, he made champagne?
Yes, he made his own.
That's
his
wild. Own champagne. I've never heard, you know, you hear people making wine or beer. I've literally never heard of anybody making their own champagne.
I have no idea how that works.
It was really good. It tasted. In fact, we had some bottles at our wedding. But anyway, but he could never get the carbonation right. So you never knew when you popped the cork if you'd have a full bottle or like 4 ounces left after everything shot everywhere. So,
full bottle, or it's just way too high.
That sounds like a good friend.
And that's the thing. You never knew. So anyway, so it's getting closer to midnight. We're all pretty fucked up in the basement. And you had a bar down there and stuff. And so I'm standing behind the bar, and I got a bottle. And I'm talking to this girl. You know, she's on the other side of the bar, and I'm getting ready to open this bottle. And I just looked at her. I said, "You better duck." And she goes, "What?" I said, "Duck." So she ducks down, and this cork shot out of the champagne bottle. And just as it did, there's a guy like 3/4 of the way across the basement.
Oh, no.
Turns his head and looks and got him square between the fucking eyes. And boom. And he just dropped like fucking deadwood. Just boom. He's out. It's like, what the fuck? You killed Kenny, man.
I said duck.
Yeah. And so everybody just, I mean, it got quiet as could be in there. And this guy's just sprawled on the fucking floor of the basement.
Jesus.
And one guy's getting down there. He's like, he's breathing. Happy New Year. So then all you heard was these corks going.
Yeah.
Put like 4 or 5 holes in
the drywall.
In Trent's ceiling in his basement.
Oh, shit.
Like I said, yo, Glenn. Oh, here we go with names. But he made great champagne. It was great tasting champagne, but he could never get the carbonation right.
So, what's this hole in your ceiling? I had champagne air.
but that was one of the funniest New Year's I've ever been to.
Oh, man.
I just told her a duck, and she goes, what? And I yelled duck, and she ducked, and a few other people ducked that knew about his champagne.
Well.
But this kid, I don't even know who he was. This kid just turned his fucking head to look toward the bar and just square right between the fucking eyes.
It just awesome.
Dropped.
Oh, man.
He goes, I don't know who the fuck that kid was, but I shot him square between the eyes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
He eventually got up, a big old fucking bump on
the goose egg, right there.
It looked like a third eye.
Yeah, I was just about to say fucking Pinocchio over there. Right. New Year's Pinocchio. That's awesome. That's good. I like your aiming skills.
Yep. I didn't aim. I was just holding it where it wouldn't shoot me.
Yeah, at least you didn't shoot the... Yeah, you know. The girl was smart. He wasn't.
Yep, that's right.
When you hear a loud sound like that, you don't go, what?
Yeah.
you fucking do something about it. Yeah.
Maybe he was a duck hunter. He yelled duck and he was looking for it.
No, he went goose.
he had a fucking goose on his head.
Yeah, no shit, goose egg, yeah. duck, goose, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Dang.
Eddie, you got Tolga.
Oh, some of my favorite parties. So, Tony, you heard his famous parties. Tony was real good at planning parties, and one of the greatest parties that he was good at planning at were toga parties. And we used to, at your parents, at the Grant house, we had several toga parties, but it was always such a fucking blast, you know?
Easy to flash people?
Yeah. I know. I learned after the first one, you're supposed to wear underwear.
Oh.
But you know.
Is that a rule or is
it like courtesy type thing? But I never did. So
that describes like formal toga party. Wear underpants.
Yeah. No, it was great, man. Fucking, it felt like a frat house. It was a lot of fun just playing just fucking toga parties. And I know I'm trying to think of just the jungle juice. Dude, the fucking jungle juice. Like, you guys used to make some crazy, it was, and I don't even know what you put in it. It was basically like you'd take the entire kitchen cabinet and just dump it in with some Gatorade or something. Like, how'd you make your...
We always, especially back then when we were all like growing up and people were still in college, someone was always driving down to Florida. So whoever it was, we're like, stop in Tennessee, buy some fucking grain alcohol, which is like...
Oh, shit.
191 proof or something like that.
Almost moonshine, essentially.
Pretty much the highest you can get that isn't real moonshine. So, like, yeah, we would put, like, almost like a Long Island type of mix, pineapple juice, and then I put, like, dude, the one night, it wasn't one of the toga parties, but a different party. I was for Lauren.
And, yeah.
And she fucking drank two drinks of the fucking jungle juice and was passed out. And I was oh shit, I put way too much of that grain alcohol in there.
Leave it up to Tony, start killing people.
I was like, we got to water that down. We need some water and some ice in there.
Yeah, that's probably why I can't remember half of them. I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, I saw a picture the other day. I'll throw up on the website of Tony and I in our togas. And, yeah, I remember fucking, I think Craig broke his back on a coffee table one night. Like, he was dancing and everything, and he fucking that. I'll have to find that picture. His whole back was just fucked the next day. You see the purple, blue, everything.
It was totally Aaron's fault. He was the one who was like, we got to get that golden grain alcohol. I'll pick some up when I come back from Florida. And then we had like fucking 5 half-gallons up on top of the fridge. So every time there was a party, we were like, oh, we got to put in that good shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Jesus. Yeah. And the fucking the Grant House. There's so many good nights at the Grant House. And the fucking bathroom. It's like this 3,000 square foot house, and it has one bathroom that's the size of a closet. And Jesus. All it has is a little, like, curtain or that little door, that folding thing. Like, yeah.
It is nice, though, because you could pretty much put, you could take a shit and puke when you're really hungover because the sink was right in front of you as your shit.
Yeah. I've been there a couple of times. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Sounds like the bathrooms on the cruise ship.
Yep.
Yeah.
I never had that
shit,
problem.
Shit, shave, and shower all at the same time.
Oh, the fuck. The one
That's
night.
That's exactly what it was.
The one night. One night, Caitlin drove into the house. We're fucking sitting there, and you just hear boom, and the house shakes. We're like, what the fuck was that?
Someone was like, I have a ride.
Yeah, she's trying to
She was
out.
Sober, too. That's the worst part. She was 100% sober.
Oh, God.
I thought it was dry. Could I get a large dew, please?
It was, because there was like a little outlet. Like, it poked out past the house, and it just butted to the driveway. So if you weren't paying attention and you went off onto the grass, you fucking schmucked the house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we came close a few times.
I played a little part in that because I kind of bullied my way into that social group a little bit, and then I just decided Aaron was like, you can have a parking spot, just you, and like I always parked like behind him, and then Caitlin had to go move around my car, I think, and that's what caused her to hit the house. And like I wasn't living at the house at the time, but I was acquired a parking spot.
That's awesome. That's fucking tight,
man. God, we have so many stories. I tell you what, we're gonna have to save a few of them for round two.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this has been fantastic. Oh,
did you touch
his
Holy fuck, I'm sorry. No, that was me.
Eddie was trying to end the show, and I still got my last call.
Oh,
fuck
shit.
It.
Sorry. Well, nope, go ahead. What
last,
do you got? What
last
you got?
But definitely least, because fuck you. No.
TP, yeah. Last but not least.
Yeah, this is a little shout out to my younger self. So I was partying with some actors back in the day, and I was a freshman, and they were all seniors. So they were like, we have to get drunk. And I'm like, yeah. So I looked like a fucking mobile bowling ball back in the day. I was just a big old fucking, just a bowling ball. And we decided to go to Meijer and grab a bunch of eggs.
He was a chode.
Yeah, I was. Fuck off. A chode. Yeah, I was a chode. And we decided to go to Meijer and grab a bunch of eggs and toilet paper, right? Oh, no. We're going to have a good night. So we got our hands on a couple of fists of UV blue. And this is why I can't drink UV Blue anymore.
Oh, no.
Disgusting, right? So we're chugging these things, and I'm a freshman, so I'm like, yeah, give me that shit, you know? So we go to we went to somebody we know very well's house, because we were like, oh, this will be, they'll think it's funny. And we were TPing their house. And on their side yard, they don't have a fence, but on the side yard that you can see from one of the streets was a bunch of tiny pine trees. And I was short as a kid, but I was taller than these pine trees. And I can't see straight, so we're TPing this house, and someone yelled, cops! So my fat little ass tries to get behind one of the tiny pine trees, and I'm hiding, looking at him, right? And the spotlight goes zoof, right to me, and he goes out of the speaker. The Essexville fucking pig goes, I see you. And I stand up and I try to run and fucking bite the dust.
Oh, no.
Like it was like an escape, and it like a slow motion, just doof. And I felt like hands grab me. I dropped the phone in the front yard, so we had to go back, and they were cleaning up their yard, and they're like, "Hi, Spencer." I'm like, "Sorry about this. Where's my phone?"
Oh no!
It was terrible, but the night ended great. I had to help clean up the mess I created, and the cops just said, "I see you," and we all took off, and they left too. It was like, it's Essexville. They're kids having fun. Little did they know we were all underage drinking and having a great time.
Yeah,
but yeah. That was terrible. It was just like going behind. Have you ever seen that picture of Shaq hiding behind that like pine tree? You can see all of them, and he's like peeking around it.
Yeah,
that's basically how I was.
Nice.
Like, it's like hiding behind a toothpick. You ain't fucking. You can see all of me. You know. God, I just remember the spotlight hit me. I'm like, and I see you. I'm like, fuck.
That's great.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's about it. Now, Eddie, you can end it.
Sorry. Well, it's because your name was written first.
Yeah.
And mine was last, so I'm sorry. That's what screwed me up.
Yeah.
I forgot that you had it going.
Have another one, huh?
Yeah. All righty. Thank you so much, Tony, Roger, Spencer, for coming on. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, on the Rumbles, on YouTube, everything here. Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. Check us on the Untappd app. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.